We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. David Weinstein, attorney for Henshaw and Culbertson, joining us this morning. Good morning, David. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great. David, we always got legal stuff, man. It always comes back to sports, and that's where we love having you as much as CBS4 does. But I think we're a little better to you than they are, to be honest, than TV. You want to take a shot at those guys, David, or are you good with them?
I'm good with them. Oh, okay. Joe. I'm somewhere in between having a voice for the radio.
Well done.
Hey, we want to ask you about the latest coming out from Avenatti. What were your thoughts on getting arrested and charged with this pretty serious stuff, man? Extortion, embezzlement, bank and tax fraud. How serious is stuff, and especially going after Nike, saying he's got all this stuff on Nike. What'd you think of the whole thing once you read it?
Well, he's got trouble on both coasts. His bigger problem seems to be on the West Coast. That investigation's been going on a lot longer. His problem on the East Coast is that he just went about it in the wrong way. It's one thing to have a client who has a factual allegation that's true and to approach somebody, whether it's a company or an individual, and say, look, my client has information. We're going to get ready to sue you. Would you like to settle this? It's another thing to go after them and tell them you're going to hold a press conference, you're going to squeeze them, you're going to hold them up, you're going to make them pay you. That's what brought it up to extortion.
Why would a guy with such a big name, he's been in all the stories, including against the president, why would he be so reckless, a guy that was talking about even being a president of the running for president of the United States? I just don't understand it. He seemed like a smart guy to do such dumb things.
Well, you know, Joe, if it weren't for people doing dumb things, I wouldn't have any clients. But I think
I got you.
I think with Avenatti, I think what happened is that he sort of got himself wrapped up in everything that he was trying to fight against. The tactics he used were the same tactics that the National Enquirer used against his client, Stormy Daniels. And he just got lost in the morass here. He certainly may have a client who has information about Nike paying high school athletes, but the way that he went about it, he decided he was going to use social media, he was going to use his newfound fame and celebrity status, and put money in his pocket. He just forgot to do what he was supposed to do, and that was behave like a gentleman and a lawyer, even if you have damning evidence.
Is he still had that press conference? We're still trying to figure out. He said he's still coming out with this press conference, and all of a sudden, he's got to get some advice from somebody. That's a bad idea, correct?
Well, it's always a bad idea that once there have been charges filed, for you to say anything else in public or in private about the charges themselves. They're going to come back, and they're going to use his words against him. His best defense is going to be, I had a client. I still have a client. This client has information, and I was simply trying to get Nike to settle a lawsuit with my client. I don't see any point in him having this press conference, but that doesn't mean he won't go ahead and have it.
You think he'll end up having it? Because I look at this and say this is the kind of guy that 100% wants to be in front of the cameras and everything today, especially after yesterday being arrested and then having to bond himself out.
Having a lawyer for a client is the absolute worst thing to have. I don't think he's going to listen to advice from anybody. I think that he believes that he did nothing wrong, and he's going to keep going forward with his plan. And that plan is going to be, I'm going to expose Nike, and I'm going to hold my press conference. Again, I don't think it's a good idea, but he hasn't asked me.
How serious could this be as far as years if they find you guilty?
He's looking at some excessive double-digit years here. Ooh. Between the case in California and the case here. The amount of money that he's alleged to have embezzled from clients out in California, the amount of money he was demanding from Nike are going to put him in, you know, at least on both of those cases alone, probably in the 8 to 9 years.
Oof. Do you think he's more now, you know, not in trouble, because of it, but because of the whole Stormy Daniels and the president thing, and he's just kind of in the news a little bit more, is this going to be worse for him, you know, in general?
Well, I think that it's never going to allow him to sort of take his case off the back burner, because we know somebody who's going to be following this from every yeah, development in the right. story.
That's
and,
right.
And it's going to be part of his daily tweets at 7 o'clock in the morning. So he's now never going to be out of the public eye. And yeah, it's going to be a lot worse for him.
All right, let's get to Robert Kraft. I know we've spoken to you about this one before. I'm truly sorry. Finally came out before the NFL owner meetings. What'd you think when you read that? I was just curious when you read it, what you thought.
I don't know what you thought, Joe, but what is it he's truly sorry about? Is
that's
he truly
what I said.
Sorry about his conduct, or is he truly sorry that he got caught and that if he doesn't prevail on this motion to keep this video quiet, that everybody's going to see what happened?
Can they block that video? Is it legally? Can they do it, or is that thing going to leak out and we're going to see it on TMZ any day?
He's going to do his best to block this video. Until it becomes part of the public record, it's not for public consumption. If he and his lawyers decide that they're not going to ask for it in discovery, that they don't need to see it, then it's not going to come out. They've asked the judge to keep it from the public view. It contains private information both about Kraft and about the two women who were involved. And until it's needed as evidence in a court case, it's not really for public consumption.
David Weinstein, attorney for Hinshaw and Culbertson, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. So what could happen to Robert Kraft? Like, what's the, is there an end game to all this? Joe's slapping his wrist right now, but what's the end game for the, for the prosecution on
for
this?
A guy that's worth
what are they looking
for? Billion.
Yeah, what are
Nothing.
They looking to get? Because, I mean, unless he was involved in the trafficking, which it doesn't look like, or maybe you never know, but I don't think he was. But what's the end game in all this?
I mean, they've got what they want in the end game here. What they want is to humiliate the Johns who were involved and to make it clear that if you engage in this type of activity, whether or not you're active in the human trafficking or if you're just supporting the people who are active in the human trafficking, that you're going to be publicly shamed and humiliated and there's consequences for it. So they've got what they wanted from this.
Yeah.
What they're going to get further from it, a fine and some community service. I don't know, where they're continuing to push on this. If he wants to resolve it and go into the diversion program, he should be allowed to do that. If he wants to take it to trial and they want to move to suppress everything, he can still try and keep that video out. He can get the search warrants and he can attack those and try to suppress the evidence and keep it out that way without ever making anybody bring those videos. And he can go to trial and not ask to see the videos before he goes to trial. But, the end game of the prosecution, I think they already got what they wanted to get.
David, for him, it's just embarrassment, right, at this point. He's got all the money in the world. He doesn't want his kids and grandkids to
see
whatever happened for a couple of seconds in there, or whatever it might have been, right? It's just the embarrassment of that.
It's the embarrassment of that. And then, again, his bigger problem is the NFL. What are they going to do to him? It's going to be more than a slap on the wrist. I don't know that they're going to be able to force him to sell the team.
No.
It's not like what happened with the Panthers owner. It's not like what happened with the Clippers owner. But they're going to penalize him in some way for his conduct for tarnishing the shield.
David, always good stuff, man. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes there last second to come in and talk a little bit about this. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe. Always glad to talk to you guys. Doesn't matter.
Thank you, man.
You reach out.
All right, go Bills, man. Just for you, go Bills, David.
Wow. Cut that tape.
I am going to cut that.
Yeah, damn, Dave, you just got him.
Go Josh Allen.
Yeah,
gosh,
oh, my
right
goodness.
There for you, man.
That David Weinstein.
Look it up this year, Joe.
You bet, man.
David Weinstein, attorney for Hinshaw and Culbertson, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Yeah, slap on the wrist.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.